Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten. Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Gang, and now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS
Classic Friday Flashback.
Look, the Kraken's wearing Apple goggles.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on, I got to get my thing out.
Could you wear your Apple goggles to the Metropolitan Club?
No, I couldn't, and I didn't bring them up. I'm actually embarrassed that I shared the fact that I've been looking at those goggles so many times.
What do they do? What? I'm not even familiar with them.
I don't even know. I just want them.
They're fun.
Yes.
And isn't fun the best thing to have in the world?
Are they missing the opportunity of what they really should be called, which is eye goggles?
No. I think we all remember my dalliance with Google Glass, and I was in the Explorer program, but I was actually because it was called a glass hole. We all remember that.
I gave my son a $1 million Christmas present. Was those Meta goggle things that?
Yeah. Oh, that's very sweet of you.
The virtual reality
VR. Yeah.
I gotta get my time in it. I have not had my time. I want to check it out. That's my diversion.
The end of the story of Oscar's experience with Google Glass was him asking me to give it to some guy in Leesburg.
Yeah.
That was it.
Now.
He says, can you take these and give it to the guy at this address?
Because he was using it for research.
Exactly. It was like a mapping agency, wasn't it?
Well, let's start the round table right now with speaking. Oh, I might want to turn that up a wee bit. Let me do that. Hold on just a second. How come that didn't make a sound? I'm just always...
I heard it, but that's it.
The 75th Emmys went down last night. Host Anthony Anderson, who I like, recruited his mama Doris to cut people off when their acceptance speeches went too long. Anybody? Did anybody watch?
Nope.
Did anybody look in? I'm on my second massive award show. I went years watching.
It's their fault. They striked.
I don't watch them anymore. Recognition of the 75th
I'll never get into the club.
Emmy
never.
Awards, the Television Academy put together a ranking of the 75 most impactful TV moments. Here are the top 10. I'll start with 10. George Carlin hosting the series premiere of Saturday Night Live on October 11th. I'll take that one.
Valid.
Number 9, the first ever music video airing on MTV. You know, of all time, when you start remembering where you were when these things happened makes you feel old.
Sure.
Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles.
Buggles.
I remember
horrible
that.
Record. Horrible.
Number 8, the series. No, I liked Video Killed the Radio Star. You didn't
that? I didn't like that song. No.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Well, because he loves radio. He didn't want it to happen.
Number 8, the series finale of MASH. Number 7, episode 1065 of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, when Mr. Rogers invites Officer Clemens, who was black, to share a wading pool on a hot day. That aired May 9th, 1969. People forget what he did. That was a big deal long for time society ago back then. Yeah. Number six, Martin Luther King. That's as timely as today's headlines. Delivering his iconic I Have a Dream speech at the March on Washington. That was August 28th, 1963. That was a great moment in our society, a horrible moment. Number five, CBS News anchor Walter Cronkite with tears in his eyes announcing the death of President John F. Kennedy. That was November 22nd, 1963. Number four, the premiere episode of the miniseries Roots in 1977. Everybody was talking about it back then.
Yep.
The Beatles' performance on the Ed Sullivan Show, 64. Number two, live coverage of the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center, September 11th, 2001. And at number one, 1969, Apollo 11 landed on the moon. Neil Armstrong said, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Had his act together, had something prepared, and it was pretty pretty amazing.
It's a shame you didn't get to number 11, which was my appearance on Crashing.
Yes, which was immediately canceled.
Immediately canceled because of my appearance.
No, you did a great job. I hope they still have in reruns.
It's somewhere on Max.
He still gets checks. Here are the Emmy winners in all popular categories. Outstanding drama, Succession. You guys turn me on to that. I'll always be grateful. Outstanding lead actor in Succession, Kieran Culkin. Outstanding lead actress, Sarah Snook. Is that Shiv? Is that,
I believe so, yes.
Let me confirm.
Outstanding supporting actor in a drama, Matthew McFadden, Succession.
Shiv, correct.
Outstanding supporting actress, Jennifer Coolidge in The White Lotus. Makes me happy to say her name.
Yeah.
Outstanding comedy series, The Bear. Not quite sure why it's a comedy. Never will understand
that. I think it's one of those situations, Mike, where it was easier competition if they submitted as a comedy.
Okay. They also got lead actor Jeremy Allen White.
He's very
outstanding,
good.
Outstanding lead actress in a comedy, Quinta Brunson, Abbott Elementary. Supporting actor, Eben Moss Backrack in The Bear. Did I pronounce the first name? I don't know. Outstanding supporting actress in a comedy series, Ayo Edebiri. I'm probably massacring these names. Mm. Also, The Bear. Let's see. Limited series, Beef on Netflix. I tried it. Didn't care for it.
I binged.
I hit too close to home for you.
Mike. The road
it's about
rage.
Road rage.
Look in the mirror.
The instead of watching the Emmys,
I was about road rage. Now I remember.
I was binging Beef. And
You've binged Beef a lot in your lifetime, haven't
you? Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. And not all meats, but it kind of is falling apart. I have one more episode to watch. I hope they can resolve it, because the first five, six episodes were brilliant. Okay. And then it gets kind of wacky, so we'll see. We'll see.
So then, let me see. Blackbird, Paul Walter Hauser. Nisi was phenomenal. Nisi Nash Betts in Dahmer. Absolutely astonishing.
Oh, yeah.
Glad she got the Emmy for that. Outstanding variety sketch series. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. What is the deal with giving him the award every single time? That's a variety sketch show. I wish I could try. I think it's one note. I mean, yeah. I know I have to force myself to watch like five in a row.
I can't believe you don't track with it every week.
I should, because of the way he always does the same thing with the same tone and patter every single time. This is the way it goes. Every single time it's this way. And I get tired immediately of the delivery. That's probably the reason I'm doing it right now. Every single show is exactly the same. Sorry.
They should give it to Saturday Night Live every year just for attendance. It's been around forever.
Outstanding variety talk series, The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Outstanding competition program, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
Very popular.
Yes. Outstanding host, RuPaul. Outstanding variety special, Elton John Live, Farewell from Dodger Stadium.
And that gave Elton his EGOT. Did you know that?
That's exciting.
Yeah, he got an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. So he's
very
up there.
Good.
Mike, before we move
Elton.
On, yes. Can I play briefly Kieran Culkin's acceptance speech? Because I think it's very good.
Yeah, I like him.
Very good. Yeah, okay.
And, of course, my beautiful wife, Jazz. Thank you for sharing your life with me and for giving me two amazing kids, Zisu and Wilder Wolf. I love you so many and so much. And, Jazz, I want more.
You
said maybe if I win. I love you so much. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Glad to see him win.
Hulk Hogan hasn't seen any action in the ring in years, but he got to play the hero on the highways of Tampa, Florida on Sunday night. A good story out of my sunshine state where there hasn't been sun for 2 months. Hulk, his wife Sky Daly, and a friend named Jake, who just happens to be a Marine, witnessed a pretty wild accident. It is, I must say, bat-ass craziness down here. Might talk about it later. A car up ahead of them swerved to make an exit. It was about to miss, but it crashed into another car, which ended up upside down on the road. The driver of the overturned vehicle, a 17-year-old girl, Hulk and Jake raced to the scene, popped her airbag, and they didn't need to do that.
Mike, he's talking about the thing on the car.
Okay.
Yeah, it saved her life.
And helped get her seatbelt off so she could get out. I'm not a good person. I'm sorry. I'm just not a good person.
And you know how painful that can be.
Sounds like she's going to be okay, which is good news.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's good news, isn't it?
I don't know about that.
Social media is obsessed with an old study from 2016 that found you're more likely to be a psychopath if you enjoy things that are bitter. Black coffee, dark chocolate, gin and tonics.
Oh.
Hi, I'm a psychopath. Yeah, I drink my coffee black now that I drink it. It looked at the food and drink preferences of 1,000 Americans and at personality traits like how narcissistic, aggressive, and sadistic they were. It found people who like bitter stuff are more likely to have the types of antisocial qualities psychopaths have. And they were more likely to take pleasure in seeing other people suffer. When they're right, they're right.
No, I was thinking about that when I was having my breakfast this morning, which was limes.
No, that people suffering thing, not me. If you're listening to this while enjoying a square of dark chocolate and washing it down with black coffee, don't worry. Too much liking that stuff doesn't always mean you're a psycho. So isn't that special?
That's
isn't
great.
That wonderful. Isn't that great? I don't know about that. Three times on the show today. Finally, an Arizona fire department said it was a rooftop rodeo.
What?
That sounds like such Channel 4 news at 4.
It sounds like a promotion on the morning zoo.
A rooftop rodeo when firefighters were called to rescue a pet goat that found its way onto the roof of a home and became stranded.
Up on the roof.
The Glendale Fire Department said in a Facebook post the firefighters were called to lend a helping hoof when an adventurous goat ended up a little too high on a home. Photos from the rooftop rodeo show firefighters climbing up on the roof to bring the goat back down to earth. Hey, how about that? The goat was reunited with its owner. The goat's name, Tom Brady. Thank you. The goat's name for all sports. Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Big Poppy. I put that in for myself. And here's a wild card. The goat's name was Joey Chestnut.
Hey, how about that?
I'm an idiot.
Not William Stillwell.
William Stillwell, the goat. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's RAKUTEN. Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's RAKUTEN.
TMOS Classic.
Hats, people. The TMOS store is a rockin' and a rollin'. And we are perhaps going to have a finished example for you this week.
A prototype.
The TMOS hats. And, well,
it's a working prototype.
It might be even more than that because we got them ordered. They're all getting
the final product.
It's a brand new product. So go to the embroiderer with my lovely bride. And
I have to imagine it's not easy to find an embroiderer because it's sort of a lost art, isn't it? I mean, are there a lot of them around?
It is not easy to find an embroiderer unless you have a wife who has embroidered lots of different things for her business.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
you'd be also very surprised that there are, and they're pretty much everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Just type it in. Yeah,
they're like
everywhere.
Nail salons.
Yes.
Oh, they're
and they're
like
competitive,
that.
Which is good.
No,
news.
I'm serious. Like, if you typed into your phone right now, embroidery, boom. You have like 10 within driving distance.
They're a lot around.
Okay.
So, Mrs. O'Mara, as Oscar will tell you, has been a whirling dervish. Rob, you will too. You've seen her presence online. She has been all over it. She lives by it. She's
killing it.
She's really doing a great job with it.
Yes.
But there was a moment of communication where I believe I was welcomed into this procedure. Now, Rob and Oscar have learned a long time ago that putting me in an equation of something for the show is not always prudent. I somehow have been labeled a distraction.
Never a distraction. No.
Adding tension to the situation.
Yes, that.
You're not patient. I don't know if that's changed. Maybe it has with the meds.
No, but I was on the meds when you were down here putting the studio in.
No, yeah,
but you know
patient.
What? We were able to keep...
No, you were more patient then, but...
Yeah, we were able to keep him busy. Remember when we gave him
The only time you... Yeah, but you weren't. Now, when you cursed out and sent to HE Double Hockey Sticks, the 3M Corporation.
Yeah, the entire
for
corporation.
No reason,
yeah.
That was interesting. So yeah. you did melt down. And
well,
we
I will tell you this, that when it comes to the part that I did, the garage wall.
Yeah.
Fail.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I thought
no,
it worked.
Why?
It's just falling apart.
Oh, is it keeping out the heat?
I mean,
it was
supposed
to absorb sound.
I think it does. I think the sound in here is phenomenal. I'm very delighted with the sound,
but
there are couples that are just hanging out, and I wish there was something better, but there's not. So,
over, I guess, softer than the Manassas days where we asked you to actually leave the home.
Leave the home because you're stressing us out.
Yeah.
We get to the embroiderer, and there's just a disconnect. There's a disconnect between me and my wife about what I want and what she wants, and we go back and forth, and it finally got down to we settle on what the hats can be. It's nothing all that unusual. It's very similar.
Right.
You've seen them before. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. It's really going to be better, and it's going to be exciting.
Better than anything we've had before.
Sure.
The thing is, though, there are the colors are red, black, white, blue, gray, and at this point, we start doing red on white, black on white, white on black, and we're going back and forth. And Carla loses the concept of that. And we're going back and forth. And this goes on to an extent where I look at her with that I don't do the I'm going to kill you look like I used to, but it's like I'm
good
looking
for
at
you.
Her like,
yeah.
Like where I can't force.
Why did you go with her?
Because I wanted input on
you wanted to give
the hats.
Input. Okay, gotcha.
And you, Oscar, will be happy to know that my idea that I mentioned briefly is no longer the idea we're using.
No, I didn't. I'm not poo-pooing your
ideas.
No,
but I mean, I wanted maybe a script thing. It did not work.
Yeah.
It didn't work at all. Yeah. And I think that people are going to be very happy. Look, you'll know, hopefully, Thursday of this week, you will be able to tell me what you think.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
You mentioned that Carla lost the concept or the reason for being there. How did she do that? Because it seems like it was a pretty focused.
She was just a little spacey for that moment, and this was the one. What Carla knows how to do is Carla knows how to do customer service. Carla right. knows how to do marketing. Carla knows how to promote things that we have, and that's what she's good at. Carla also, you know,
Carla knows how to love you.
That's she knows how to love me. You. Fine, fine.
She knows how to work out.
She couldn't today because of the traffic. There was an accident down here because they're all here. And I've never seen traffic like this. I think we may have flipped overnight to Northern Virginia, but I don't know. Angeles, but I don't know.
That's a big change.
So it got done, and I think it's going to be good, but it was just a bit. I don't want to say it was lack of interest, but it was an area where I like all the fluffy stuff. I like the way it's going to look and the color schemes and all that, where she is more like, you know, do it. But then she redeemed herself because she did all the negotiating with the guy and got it the way she wanted to. And the guy, Daniel, is a good dude. He's got a huge operation down here.
Damn, Daniel.
We're very, very happy about our hats. And, you know.
Thursday. Do they hit the store Thursday or do we get to see him Thursday?
You get to see him Thursday. They'll hit the store next week.
Like a peep show.
Yes.
They will definitely hit the store next week. And I am very, very excited about it. And good luck to that. I don't know about that. We'll take a break.
It's gonna be
and
fun.
We'll come back with a cuisine that sucks.
Oh, good.
But not the way you may think.
TMOS Classic.
Italian food.
Oh, no!
Well, Italian food is... first of all, how could you even go wrong?
Yeah, it's the best.
That's the issue. You can go wrong. You can go very wrong. Because like everything else, like Chinese food... like German food, like Korean food, like any cuisine, French food, there's a lot out there. But with Italian food, there's a lot more out there, and especially down here, because these Iowans like their Italian. They love their Italian food.
They're Indianans.
These Indianans,
yes.
These Michiganites like their Italian food. They like it. But they don't care whether it's good or not. So, unfortunately, there is just a bountiful supply, but the quality control is not always stunning. Yeah. And that's why when Carla said the Italian place across the street is really worthwhile, it's not. And as I'm eating my veal parm, my treat meal of the week, the one meal I give myself each week that I throw caution to the wind, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, this is that good. And she goes, no, it isn't. I said, you're the one that recommended it. And it became aware to me that I've had a lot of Italian food down here that just isn't all that great. And I think Italian food is like any other food. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to be good.
Right.
It has to be homemade. And the Italian food.
But Mike, Italian situation.
You hold on, chicken fingers. Let me finish my statement here. The Italian food that I ate, there are a lot of cans involved in it, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
All right?
Mike, and is it the situation down there where they would say, this place is awful food, and then the other person says yes.
Yeah.
In such small portions.
1,000%. 1,000%. People would recommend it highly, and it's low-grade dog food. You know?
Yes.
There's too much of it. Too many people slinging it. Too many people that aren't Italian, that aren't
don't
using
understand
their mama's
it.
Recipe, that are
right.
are slinging it out.
Bad gravy,
not,
Mike.
I'm not a fan. And by the way, you know who we need? The guy that was obsessed with his own birthday. We need Paulie Christine to give us some recos, because you look at his food and his Italian food, it looks fantastic.
He's a below G's, like living in Little Italy.
That's right.
Can't fight that.
Yeah, but why can't we have that everywhere?
Well, you can if you have a local Domino's.
You've got all these pasta bowls available.
Domino's. Oh, God.
You get the Italian sausage marinara. Or the chicken carbonara. Or the pasta primavera. Whatever you want.
Yeah, when you're here, you're like family. No, I don't buy into that.
Point of order, he wanted a chocolate cake for his birthday, and he got it.
Christine?
Yes.
Well, you know.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Blair.
Blair.
We're very, very. Is it Blair?
It is Paulie, quotation marks, Blair.
Paul Blair Christine.
Yeah, I don't know what the Blair means.
23 years old.
Chicken Alfredo. Build your own pasta bowl.
See, there's Chicken Alfredo. You can put Cheese Whiz on that and just throw a overcooked noodle into a cauldron of cheese.
Well, okay.
Yes.
Give me your top three chain Italian restaurants.
They are so limited, I can actually do chain? No, I don't want to do chain. I want to go
O'Mara,
back.
O'Mara, party of two.
I'm over here now.
Hey. Oh.
That was an Italian.
I don't recognize this Italian food.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
That's the Italian food. Hey, I go back to a restaurant in Bethesda, Maryland. It might still be there. It was, and by the way, it's not the only one with this name. Mm-hmm. There was a place called the Pines of Rome that was the linguine with the white clam sauce would curl your hair. Now, I don't discount a chain either. I have had reasonably decent. And you'll find red sauces are not my forte. I am not a big red sauce guy because I think red sauce, everybody has it. You like the chain restaurants, Oscar. What's your favorite Italian chain restaurant?
Well, I mean, your go-to would be the one that, you know, Manassas had a variety of options. If you remember,
shocker with that one.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Because there is it. What is it? Route 28.
Do you remember the one right across the street from WJFK in the old Fairfax location?
Oh, the Italian cafe, wasn't it?
Dolce Vita.
Oh, Dolce Vita on the other side. That place was great.
Spectacular.
Really good, and it looked like it would be horrible, but it was sensational.
Yeah, it's like in a little building.
The Macaroni Grill.
Macaroni Grill is a good chain.
Macaroni Grill as a chain, I would tell you my number one seed.
I thought Buca the Beppo would be
Buca the Beppo one would probably be a tie with the Macaroni Grill. Same kind of concept.
I have never been to an Olive Garden.
Ever?
Ever.
When I worked in Manassas, that was our go-to, and I never really disappointed. It was fine.
When I hung out with Porno Dan, I used to go to the rib joint, Famous Dave's, that chain. And
Famous Dave's is still alive.
Yeah,
and
it
well.
Is.
And
down here, you got one down here. It's next to the bowling alley.
When you went to the rib place with Porno Dan, were you allowed to eat, or did you just have to watch him eat?
Not a happy time in my life.
Bad, dark time.
Not a very dark time in my life. Hung around some very interesting characters.
Would you guys eat and then work, or work and then eat?
I think it was a regularly scheduled, Tuesday evening for a bunch of single guys. And I was not married. I was not in my marriage at the time. And it was just.
I remember the motto is, as they were bringing the bill, Dan would always say, "Don't forget the wet naps."
It was lovely. But anyway, so Macaroni Grill. Is Macaroni Grill still a thing?
Is there still one in Fairfax?
Oh, I can look that up.
All right, well, no, don't bother. We don't need it.
You can write on the table with crayons. I don't know about that.
Yeah, and I also don't believe in overpriced Italian food either. Don't believe in that because the ingredients are the ingredients, no matter what. And you don't need to overprice things unless you're going to throw like a really expensive chop. And I don't like Italian chop houses anyway. Don't like
Do
that.
You know enough about the meat to know if it's worth what you're about to eat?
Like the meat? I think no, because if you go to, and they call them red sauce joints, all right? Red sauce.
Yeah.
All right, you're talking about your spaghetti and meatballs. You're talking about your veal parm. The veal, you know, you pound it out. It's a pounded out veal, and you bread it, and you fry it, and that's it. But I'm talking about what it really comes down to is the sauce, the gravy. That's what it is. And you can tell the difference if somebody takes love and care and puts out something fantastic. And it can be as simple as something you dip your calamari into, and it can be as elaborate as putting a Fra Diavolo out there. But just beware, there's a lot of crappy Italian out there.
The best Italian meals I've ever had have been in Charm City.
Baltimore, Little Italy,
where we would go on a regular basis.
Right.
And not because I was choosing, it's because somebody that, you know, probably one of my bosses at the time was like, this is where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember feeling like I was in someone's home.
Yeah.
Because it tasted so good. I was like, this is amazing.
I remember the best meal I ever ate in Baltimore's Little Italy. It was a dish called Raven Parmigiana. It was really, really good. Yeah, it had a little purple and black flag, and it was delicious. Tasted just like chicken. Really, really good. Get Ravens.
I had a good play. I had a good place up there. Pollock Luigi.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.